Philippine plain. En route to various points in the Far East, including Chungking, Manila, and possibly Tokyo.
Yep.
Of course, he's going to Tokyo. Accompanied by the leading American businessman, Cheyenne, Pollock, for all to see me as a legation. Through the plan. And launched into a bitter attack on the president, accusing him of bad faith and inviting him, Pollock, to go on a mission to South America. Alleging that he, the president, was bound out physically and mentally, that he had made a mess of our foreign affairs during the crisis, and that he is desirous of leading the country into war. Apparently, Howard is out on a political junket to discredit the administration among the political and business leaders in the Far East, and at the same time to collect data for a subsequent attack on the administration's Far Eastern policy. He made a vague statement to the effect that the administration had bungled the Japanese question and he was inquisitive as to the relations between High Commissioner Serra and President Quezon on the basis of my recent contact with these officials in Manila. Mm-hmm. Well, what do we do about a thing like that?
Mr. President, I should think that the best thing to do with that would be to put it in the speech material file along with the other letters of record. I don't see that you can do anything else with it.
Yeah, but it is interesting.
Yes, very much so. It ought to be made a part of that record.
Yeah.
And, well,
now, there's one other thought. Who's running the interview?
Hello, from the person when we start on it.
Who is it?
That's what I mean.
Okay, see, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Now, who is this man we left behind? Dick Parker?
Yes, sir. Deacon.
What? Dick Parker. Now, I am wondering if it isn't the best, most honorable thing to do, not to quote that it came from an American minister, but to the effect that we have received advice. No, don't say the place,
Joe,
in the Far East, that Howard is going around and saying, in effect, and paraphrase it, and that we know about it.
No, sir, I wouldn't tip him off. I wouldn't tip him off because he in turn will tip Howard off. I'd rather let Howard carry on for a little while.
Mm-hmm. He may do an awful lot of harm though, I'm thinking about
that. Out there?
Yeah.
If the harm that he'll do after he's coming back, because undoubtedly, if this is a political junket trip, as Grant says, what he's doing is getting this material for working. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But what I believe is that there's no chance whatever of stopping Howard.
Oh?
And to tip him off that we know about it, I think might operate to his advantage.
Yeah.
Present time, I'm afraid it would.
Great. Put that. I'll leave that to the cabinet today. I think it's on the cabinet today.
Yeah. And later on, we can make a paraphrase of that.
Yep.
We can hand it to Harold Ickes or somebody.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's right.
And
well, that's good thing.
I'll take you out of that lower crowd of stuff, sir.
Yep.
People see me when you go around and talk. People see you when you go around after things that physical stuff and
I'm going to admit my mentality is looking.
All right.
Yeah. Come, move right in.
All right. I got three things right here. First, Jeff Jordan, Attorney General, particular part of wants to speak to you after the cat in a few minutes.
Is Harry going himself?
Yes.
The cabinet?
Yes, he's coming.
All right, then ask Jesse and the other two administrators, Carmody and Paul. But if they're not here, I don't want them substituted.
Lowen, the Dutch minister, is sick. He's a very serious mistake. He says he has an urgent message for you, and he wanted to know if he, by some way, could phone you during the day.
Sure. Put him out left.
All right.
Oh, sure.
Abbreviated by common sense.